Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Gareth Bale commends Wrexham's ascent, cites beneficial impact on Welsh football, while issuing a directive to Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney regarding Cardiff. Gareth Bale praises Wrexham's ascent and eyes Cardiff revival in Welsh football. In the evolving landscape of Welsh football, legendary player Gareth Bale has spotlighted the remarkable journey of Wrexham, crediting them for establishing new standards in club development. As Gareth Bale contemplates his potential involvement with Cardiff, he expresses optimism that it could reclaim its position as the leading force in the region, boosting the overall scene. Gareth Bale's take on Wrexham's impressive growth and its impact on Welsh football. The ex-Real Madrid and Tottenham standout has commended Wrexham for creating a fresh model in expanding a football club, especially after their swift climb from the National League to the Championship within just 3 seasons. Bale emphasizes that this progress benefits the entire Welsh football community, though he aspires for Cardiff to eventually surpass them. Bale issues verdict on Wrexham hopes Cardiff can overtake them. Welshman eyeing takeover insights from Bale's recent interview. During his conversation with Boardroom, Bale remarked, "Wrexham has essentially redefined the approach to building a club, and their streak of consecutive promotions on the field is something truly exceptional. All praise goes to their efforts. They've executed it brilliantly, and as a Welsh native, witnessing another team from Wales thrive is fantastic for our national game. We hope they keep succeeding, but with Cardiff in the mix, we're aiming to leapfrog them eventually." Bale's ambitions for Cardiff amid Wrexham's success story. As part of a group attempting to acquire League One outfit Cardiff, Bale joins numerous admirers who were impressed by Wrexham's rapid advancements. Since celebrity owners Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney assumed control in 2021, the club has experienced a string of triumphs, now targeting a spot in the Premier League. Should Bale's takeover bid succeed, he intends to mirror that kind of prosperity for Cardiff. Current developments and upcoming matches. With recent updates showing Wrexham maintaining strong form in the 2023-2024 season, boasting an unbeaten run in their last 5 league games as of August 2024, the momentum continues. Meanwhile, as Bale's consortium anticipates a decision on their offer, Cardiff kicks off their Carabao Cup journey by welcoming League Two Swindon Town to their stadium on Tuesday. On the same evening, Wrexham faces off against Championship rivals Hull City in what promises to be an exciting clash. Looking ahead, potential for rivalry and growth. This budding rivalry could invigorate Welsh football further, much like how underdog stories in leagues such as the Scottish Premiership have elevated competition. Bale's vision involves not just matching Wrexham's blueprint but innovating to propel Cardiff back to prominence, potentially drawing more international attention and investment to the area. Gareth Bale applauds Wrexham's rise, a boost for Welsh football. Former Wales captain Gareth Bale has publicly commended the remarkable ascent of Wrexham AFC, acknowledging the positive ripple effect their success is having on Welsh football as a whole. Speaking after a round of golf, Bale emphasized the increased visibility and investment the club's story has brought to the nation, but also issued a pointed message to owners Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney regarding the future of Cardiff City. The Wrexham effect, more than just promotion. Wrexham's journey from the National League to League Two, and now League One, has captivated a global audience thanks to the documentary series, Welcome to Wrexham. Bale believes this exposure is invaluable for Welsh football, attracting new fans and potentially inspiring a new generation of players. He stated, "What Ryan and Rob have done for Wrexham is incredible. It's brought so much attention to Welsh football, and it's shown what's possible with the right investment and vision. It's a fantastic story, and it's great for the country. The benefits extend beyond mere publicity. Increased sponsorship opportunities, improved facilities, and a higher standard of play are all potential outcomes of Wrexham's success. This positive momentum, Bale argues, needs to be replicated across other Welsh clubs." Bale's directive, turning attention to Cardiff City. However, Bale didn't shy away from addressing a crucial point. the need for similar investment in Cardiff City. While praising Wrexham, he directly appealed to Reynolds and McIlhenny to consider expanding their influence to the Welsh capital. "Now, I'd like to see Ryan and Rob turn their attention to Cardiff," Bale stated. "Cardiff is a huge club with a passionate fanbase, but it's been lacking the investment and direction it deserves. Imagine what they could achieve there." This call to action highlights a long-standing frustration among Welsh football fans regarding the relative underperformance of Cardiff City, particularly when compared to the recent success of Wrexham. The club has faced financial difficulties and inconsistent management in recent years, hindering its ability to compete at the highest level. Why Cardiff City needs investment? A comparative look. The contrast between Wrexham and Cardiff City is stark. Wrexham's owners have demonstrably invested in infrastructure, player recruitment, and community engagement. Cardiff, while historically a championship-level club, has struggled to maintain consistent financial stability and attract top talent. Here's a simplified comparison. Feature: Wrexham AFC, Cardiff City. Ownership investment: historically inconsistent. Global exposure: high. Documentary series: moderate. Stadium capacity: 10,771. 31,500. Current league: League One. Championship. The potential impact of Reynolds and McIlhenny at Cardiff. The potential impact of Reynolds and McIlhenny taking over Cardiff City is immense. Their proven ability to generate revenue, build a strong brand, and connect with fans could revitalize the club. Key areas for improvement include infrastructure upgrades, modernizing the Cardiff City Stadium and training facilities, player recruitment, attracting higher quality players to compete in the championship and potentially push for promotion to the Premier League, community engagement, strengthening ties with local communities and fostering a stronger sense of club identity, youth development, investing in the club's academy to nurture young Welsh talent, first-hand experience, the power of passionate ownership. Speaking to fans at a recent charity golf event, Bale recounted his own experiences playing for clubs with strong ownership. "You can feel the difference when owners are truly invested, not just financially, but emotionally. It creates a positive atmosphere throughout the club, from the players to the staff to the fans. That's what Wrexham has, and that's what Cardiff needs." Benefits of increased investment in Welsh football. Beyond the individual success of clubs, increased investment in Welsh football offers broader benefits. Improved national team performance. A stronger domestic league translates to a stronger national team. Economic growth. Successful football clubs can contribute significantly to local economies. Increased tourism. A thriving football scene can attract tourists and boost the Welsh tourism industry. Social cohesion. Football can unite communities and foster a sense of national pride. Practical tips for fans: supporting Welsh football. Fans can play a vital role in supporting Welsh football. Attend matches. Show your support by attending games whenever possible. Purchase merchandise. Buy club merchandise to contribute financially. Engage on social media. Promote Welsh football on social media platforms. Support local initiatives. Participate in community events organized by Welsh football clubs. Gareth Bale's comments serve as a powerful endorsement of Wrexham's success and a compelling call for investment in Cardiff City. Whether Reynolds and McIlhenny will heed his advice remains to be seen, but the potential benefits for Welsh football are undeniable.